The power of self-discipline, resist temptations, control impulses, boost mental toughness. By Brian Tracy. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The power of self-discipline, resist temptations, control impulses, boost mental toughness by Brian Tracy is a book that explores the power of self-discipline and how it can be used to achieve success. The author explains why self-discipline is so important in today's world and provides practical advice on how to develop it. He also discusses the importance of setting goals and developing habits that will help you reach them. Tracy begins by discussing the concept of willpower and its role in achieving success. He argues that willpower is like a muscle. If you don't use it, it will weaken over time. To strengthen your willpower, he suggests focusing on one goal at a time and breaking down tasks into smaller steps. This helps build momentum towards reaching your goal. He then goes on to discuss the importance of controlling impulses such as procrastination or impulsive spending. He recommends creating systems for yourself such as budgeting or scheduling activities ahead of time so that you are less likely to give in to temptation when faced with difficult decisions. Next, Tracy talks about mental toughness, which he defines as having an unshakable belief in yourself despite any obstacles or setbacks you may face along the way. He encourages readers to focus on their strengths rather than weaknesses while also being aware of potential pitfalls they may encounter during their journey toward success. Finally, Tracy emphasizes the need for consistency when trying to develop self-discipline. This means taking small but consistent steps every day until eventually those actions become second nature. By following these principles outlined in his book, readers can learn how to resist temptations, control impulses, and boost mental toughness, all essential components for achieving long-term success. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Develop a positive mental attitude. Having a positive mental attitude is essential for achieving success in life. It involves having a positive outlook on life, believing in yourself, and having the confidence to take on any challenge. Main idea number 2. Set goals. Setting goals is an important part of self-discipline. It helps to focus your efforts and gives you something to strive for. Goals should be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. Main idea number 3. Take action. Taking action is the key to achieving success. It involves taking the necessary steps to reach your goals, no matter how difficult they may seem. Main idea number 4. Manage your time. Time management is essential for self-discipline. It involves setting priorities, making a plan, and sticking to it. Main idea number 5. Overcome procrastination. Procrastination is a major obstacle to self-discipline. It involves putting off tasks that need to be done and avoiding difficult tasks. Main idea number 6. Develop self-control. Self-control is the ability to control your thoughts, emotions, and behavior. It involves resisting temptations, controlling impulses, and making wise decisions. Main idea number 7. Practice self-awareness. Self-awareness is the ability to recognize and understand your own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It involves being aware of your strengths and weaknesses and understanding how they affect your life. Main idea number 8. Develop self-confidence. Self-confidence is the belief in your own abilities and worth. It involves believing in yourself and having the courage to take risks and face challenges. Main idea number 9. Cultivate self-discipline. Self-discipline is the ability to control your thoughts, emotions, and behavior. It involves setting goals, taking action, and following through with commitments. Main idea number 10. Develop self-motivation. Self-motivation is the ability to motivate yourself to take action. It involves setting goals, taking action, and rewarding yourself for your efforts. Main idea number 11. Manage stress. Stress management is essential for self-discipline. It involves recognizing and managing stressors, developing coping strategies, and taking care of your physical and mental health. Main idea number 12. Develop self-respect. Self-respect is the belief in your own worth and value. It involves treating yourself with respect, setting boundaries, and taking responsibility for your actions. Main idea number 13. Develop self-esteem. Self-esteem is the belief in your own abilities and worth. It involves believing in yourself, accepting yourself, and having a positive attitude. Main idea number 14. Develop self-trust. Self-trust is the belief that you can trust yourself to make the right decisions. It involves believing in yourself, taking risks, and learning from your mistakes. Main idea number 15. Develop self-discipline habits. Developing self-discipline habits is essential for achieving success. It involves setting goals, taking action, and rewarding yourself for your efforts. Main idea number 16. Develop self-discipline strategies. Developing self-discipline strategies is essential for achieving success. It involves setting goals, taking action, and developing strategies to stay on track. Main idea number 17. Develop self-discipline mindset. Developing a self-discipline mindset is essential for achieving success. It involves having a positive attitude, believing in yourself, and having the confidence to take on any challenge. Main idea number 18. Develop self-discipline skills. Developing self-discipline skills is essential for achieving success. It involves setting goals, taking action, and developing the skills needed to stay on track. Main idea number 19. Develop self-discipline habits. Developing self-discipline habits is essential for achieving success. It involves setting goals, taking action, and developing habits that will help you stay on track. Main idea number 20. Develop self-discipline strategies. Developing self-discipline strategies is essential for achieving success. It involves setting goals, taking action, and developing strategies to stay focused and motivated. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Developing a positive mental attitude is essential for achieving success in life. It involves having an optimistic outlook on life, believing in yourself and your abilities, and having the confidence to take on any challenge that comes your way. Having a positive mental attitude means being able to look at the bright side of things even when faced with difficult situations or setbacks. It also means being resilient and bouncing back quickly from failure or disappointment. Having a positive mental attitude requires self-discipline and dedication. You must be willing to put in the effort necessary to stay focused on your goals despite any obstacles you may face along the way. This includes setting realistic goals for yourself, staying organized, managing stress effectively, maintaining healthy habits such as exercise and proper nutrition, getting enough sleep each night, and taking time out for relaxation activities like yoga or meditation. In addition to these practical steps towards developing a positive mental attitude, it is important to surround yourself with people who are supportive of your efforts. Positive relationships can help boost morale during tough times while providing encouragement when needed most. Main idea number 2. Setting goals is an essential part of self-discipline. It helps to focus your efforts and gives you something to strive for. Goals should be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely in order to be effective. For example, if you want to improve your fitness level, set a goal that is specific, such as running a 5K race within the next 6 months or completing 50 push-ups in 1 minute. Make sure the goal is achievable by breaking it down into smaller steps that can help you reach it over time. It's also important to make sure your goals are realistic so they don't become too overwhelming or discouraging when progress isn't made quickly enough. Finally, Setting deadlines for yourself will help keep you motivated and on track towards achieving your goals. By setting clear goals with attainable milestones along the way, you can stay focused on what needs to be done and have a sense of accomplishment when each milestone is reached. Main idea number 3. Taking action is the cornerstone of success. It requires you to take the necessary steps to reach your goals, no matter how difficult they may seem. Taking action means having a plan and following through with it, even when things get tough or don't go as planned. It also involves making decisions quickly and confidently, taking risks when needed, and staying focused on what needs to be done. When you take action, you are showing that you have the self-discipline and mental toughness required for success. You are demonstrating that you can resist temptations and control impulses in order to stay on track towards achieving your goals. Taking action also helps build confidence in yourself because it shows that you believe in yourself enough to make things happen. Ultimately, taking action is essential if you want to achieve anything meaningful in life. Without it, all of your dreams will remain just that, dreams, instead of becoming reality. Main idea number 4. Time management is an important skill to have in order to be successful. It involves setting priorities, making a plan and sticking to it. This means that you need to decide what tasks are most important and allocate time for them accordingly. You also need to make sure that you don't waste time on activities that aren't necessary or productive. By managing your time effectively, you can ensure that all of your goals are met in a timely manner. In addition, self-discipline is essential when it comes to managing your time. Self-discipline allows you to stay focused on the task at hand and resist any temptations or distractions that may arise during the day. It also helps boost mental toughness so that even when things get tough, you can remain motivated and keep going until the job is done. The Power of Self-Discipline by Brian Tracy provides valuable insight into how one can develop their own self-discipline skills as well as strategies for effective time management. The book offers practical advice on how best to manage one's schedule so they can achieve their goals while still having enough free time for leisure activities. Main idea number 5. In order to overcome procrastination, it is important to understand why we procrastinate in the first place. Procrastination can be caused by fear of failure, lack of motivation or interest in a task, feeling overwhelmed by the amount of work that needs to be done, and even perfectionism. Once you have identified what is causing your procrastination, you can begin to take steps towards overcoming it. One way to start tackling procrastination is by breaking down tasks into smaller chunks. This will make them seem more manageable and less overwhelming. Additionally, setting realistic goals for yourself and rewarding yourself when those goals are achieved can help motivate you to stay on track with completing tasks. It's also important to create an environment that encourages productivity. Eliminating distractions such as social media or television from your workspace can help keep you focused on the task at hand. Finally, don't forget about self-care. Taking breaks throughout the day and engaging in activities that bring joy will help reduce stress levels, which may lead to increased productivity. Main idea number 6. Developing self-control is an important part of personal growth and development. It requires practice, dedication, and commitment to make lasting changes in your life. Self-control involves being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors so that you can choose how to respond in any given situation. This means learning how to resist temptations or impulses that could lead you down a path of negative consequences. To develop self-control, it's important to identify the areas where you need improvement. Once identified, create strategies for managing these areas, such as setting goals or creating routines that will help keep you on track. Additionally, practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing exercises, which can help reduce stress levels and increase focus when faced with difficult decisions. Finally, be sure to reward yourself for making positive choices throughout the day, as this will reinforce good habits over time. Developing self-control takes effort, but it is worth it in the end, as it leads to greater success both personally and professionally. Main idea number 7. Practicing self-awareness is an important part of developing mental toughness and discipline. It involves taking the time to reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to gain insight into yourself. This can help you identify areas where you need to make changes or improvements in order to reach your goals. Self-awareness also helps you become more aware of how others perceive you, which can be beneficial for relationships and communication. When practicing self-awareness, it's important to take a non-judgmental approach. Instead of judging yourself harshly or comparing yourself with others, focus on understanding why certain things trigger certain reactions from you. By doing this, you can learn how best to manage those triggers so that they don't negatively affect your life. Self-awareness also requires being honest with yourself about what motivates and drives your behavior. Understanding these motivations will help you stay focused on achieving your goals without getting sidetracked by distractions or temptations along the way. Finally, practicing self-awareness means learning how to recognize when something isn't working for you anymore and making adjustments accordingly. This could mean changing up routines or habits that no longer serve their purpose or trying out new strategies if something isn't going as planned. Main idea number 8. Developing self-confidence is an important part of personal growth and success. It involves believing in yourself, having the courage to take risks, and facing challenges head-on. Self-confidence can be developed through practice and repetition of positive affirmations, setting realistic goals for yourself, taking action towards those goals, learning from mistakes or failures, and surrounding yourself with supportive people. Self-confidence also requires a willingness to accept criticism without letting it affect your sense of worth. It's important to remember that everyone makes mistakes. What matters most is how you learn from them. Additionally, it's essential to recognize your strengths as well as areas where you need improvement. Finally, developing self-confidence means being kinder to yourself by avoiding negative self-talk or comparing yourself unfavorably with others. Instead, focus on building up your skill set so that you can reach your full potential. Main idea number 9. Cultivating self-discipline is an important part of personal growth and development. It requires dedication, focus, and hard work to develop the skills necessary to stay on track with goals and commitments. Self-discipline involves setting boundaries for yourself, such as not procrastinating or engaging in activities that are detrimental to your progress. It also means being honest with yourself about what you can realistically accomplish within a certain time frame. Self-discipline also involves developing habits that will help you reach your goals. This includes creating routines that allow you to prioritize tasks and stick to them even when it's difficult or uncomfortable. Additionally, it's important to practice mindfulness so that you can recognize when negative thoughts or emotions arise and take steps towards managing them effectively. Finally, cultivating self-discipline requires patience and perseverance. You may experience setbacks along the way, but don't give up. Keep pushing forward by reminding yourself why this goal is important to you and how achieving it will benefit your life in the long run. Main idea number 10. Self-motivation is an essential skill for achieving success in life. It involves setting goals, taking action, and rewarding yourself for your efforts. To develop self-motivation, it's important to have a clear vision of what you want to achieve and why it matters to you. Once you know what your goal is, break it down into smaller steps that are achievable within a reasonable time frame. It's also important to set realistic expectations for yourself and be willing to adjust them as needed. When things don't go according to plan or if progress slows down, take the time to reflect on what went wrong and how you can do better next time. Celebrate small successes along the way so that you stay motivated even when progress isn't as fast as expected. Finally, make sure that your rewards are meaningful enough that they will motivate you further towards achieving your goals. This could include treating yourself with something special after completing a task or taking some time off from work once in a while just because you deserve it. Main idea number 11. Stress management is an important part of self-discipline. It involves recognizing and managing stressors, developing coping strategies, and taking care of your physical and mental health. Stress can be caused by a variety of factors such as work or family pressures, financial worries, or even the demands of everyday life. To effectively manage stress, it is important to identify the sources that are causing it in order to develop effective coping strategies. One way to manage stress is through relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises or meditation. These activities help reduce tension and anxiety levels while also improving concentration and focus. Additionally, regular exercise can help reduce stress levels by releasing endorphins, which act as natural mood boosters. Eating healthy foods with plenty of fruits and vegetables can also help improve overall well-being. It's also important to take time for yourself each day in order to relax and unwind from the stresses of daily life. This could include reading a book, listening to music, going for a walk, or engaging in any other activity that brings you joy. Finally, make sure you get enough sleep each night so that your body has time to rest and recharge. Main idea number 12. Developing self-respect is an important part of personal growth and development. It involves recognizing your own worth and value, setting boundaries for yourself, and taking responsibility for your actions. Self-respect means treating yourself with respect, even when you make mistakes or fail to meet expectations. It also means being honest with yourself about who you are and what you want out of life. Self-respect can be developed by focusing on positive aspects of yourself, such as strengths, talents, skills, accomplishments, values, and beliefs. Acknowledging these qualities helps build a sense of pride in oneself, which leads to greater self-confidence. Additionally, it's important to practice self-care activities that help nurture the mind and body, such as exercise or meditation. Finally, developing healthy relationships with others is essential for building strong self-esteem. Surrounding yourself with people who support your goals and dreams will help foster feelings of acceptance, which can lead to increased levels of self-respect. Main idea number 13. Developing self-esteem is an important part of personal growth and development. It involves recognizing your own strengths, weaknesses, and potentials, accepting yourself for who you are, and having a positive attitude towards life. Self-esteem can be developed through various activities such as setting realistic goals, engaging in meaningful activities that bring satisfaction, developing healthy relationships with others, learning to forgive oneself for mistakes made in the past, and taking responsibility for one's actions. Self-esteem also requires being mindful of how we think about ourselves. We must learn to challenge negative thoughts or beliefs about ourselves that may be holding us back from achieving our full potential. Additionally, it is important to practice self-care by engaging in activities that make us feel good, such as exercising regularly or spending time outdoors. Finally, it is essential to surround yourself with people who support you and believe in your abilities. Having a strong network of friends or family members who encourage you can help boost your confidence levels significantly. Main idea number 14. Developing self-trust is an important part of personal growth and development. It involves believing in yourself, taking risks, and learning from your mistakes. Self-trust means having faith that you can make the right decisions for yourself and trust that those decisions will lead to positive outcomes. It also means being able to take responsibility for your actions and accept the consequences of them. Self-trust requires a certain level of mental toughness, as it involves facing fears, pushing through difficult situations, and making tough choices even when they may not be popular or easy. To develop self-trust, it's important to practice self-discipline by setting goals for yourself and working hard to achieve them. Additionally, it's essential to learn from past experiences so that you can apply what you have learned in future situations. Finally, developing self-trust also requires building strong relationships with others who are supportive of your goals and ambitions. Having people around who believe in you can help boost your confidence levels, which will ultimately help build up your own trust in yourself. Main idea number 15. Developing self-discipline habits is essential for achieving success. It involves setting goals, taking action, and rewarding yourself for your efforts. To develop these habits, it's important to start small and build up gradually. Start by setting a goal that you can realistically achieve in the short term. This could be something like waking up early or exercising regularly. Once you have set this goal, make sure to take consistent action towards achieving it every day. It's also important to reward yourself when you reach milestones along the way. This will help motivate you to keep going and stay on track with your goals. Additionally, try not to give in to temptations or distractions that may derail your progress. Instead, focus on staying disciplined and committed to reaching your goals. Finally, remember that developing self-discipline takes time and practice, so don't get discouraged if things don't go as planned right away. With patience and dedication, you can cultivate strong self-discipline habits that will serve as a foundation for future successes. Main idea number 16. Self-discipline is the key to success in any endeavor. It involves setting goals, taking action, and developing strategies to stay on track. To develop self-discipline strategies, it's important to first identify what you want to achieve and then create a plan of action for how you will reach your goal. This could include breaking down larger tasks into smaller steps that are easier to manage or creating a timeline with deadlines for each step. It's also important to set up systems of accountability so that you can measure your progress and make adjustments as needed. This could involve enlisting the help of friends or family members who can provide support and encouragement along the way. Additionally, it may be helpful to reward yourself when milestones are reached, as this can help motivate you further. Finally, it's essential not only to have an understanding of why achieving your goal is important, but also how reaching it will benefit both yourself and others around you. Having this knowledge can give you extra motivation when times get tough. Main idea number 17. Developing a self-discipline mindset is essential for achieving success. It involves having a positive attitude, believing in yourself, and having the confidence to take on any challenge. This means setting goals and working hard to achieve them, even when it's difficult or uncomfortable. It also means making decisions that are in line with your values and beliefs, rather than giving in to temptation or succumbing to peer pressure. Self-discipline requires practice and dedication. You must be willing to push yourself out of your comfort zone and make sacrifices if necessary. This could mean getting up early each morning for exercise or studying late at night instead of watching TV. It might also involve saying no more often so you can focus on what matters most. Having a self-discipline mindset will help you stay motivated even when things get tough. You will have the strength to keep going despite setbacks or obstacles, because you know that ultimately it will lead you closer towards your goal. It takes time and effort, but developing a self-discipline mindset is worth it in the end, as it can open up many opportunities for personal growth and success. Main idea number 18. Developing self-discipline skills is an important part of achieving success. It involves setting goals, taking action, and developing the skills needed to stay on track. Self-discipline requires focus and dedication in order to reach a desired outcome. This means that it is necessary to be able to resist temptations and control impulses in order to remain focused on the goal at hand. Self-discipline also involves having mental toughness. This means being able to push through difficult times without giving up or becoming discouraged. Developing these skills takes time and effort, but can have long-lasting benefits for those who are willing to put in the work. By learning how to manage your emotions, prioritize tasks, set boundaries, practice mindfulness techniques, and take care of yourself physically and mentally, you will be well on your way towards developing strong self-discipline skills. Main idea number 19. Developing self-discipline habits is essential for achieving success. It involves setting goals, taking action, and developing habits that will help you stay on track. To develop these habits, it's important to start small and build up gradually. Start by setting realistic goals that are achievable in the short term. This will give you a sense of accomplishment as you work towards your long-term objectives. Once you have set your goals, create an action plan with specific steps to reach them. Make sure each step is measurable so that you can track your progress along the way. Additionally, break down large tasks into smaller ones so they don't seem overwhelming or too difficult to accomplish. Finally, establish routines and rituals that will help keep you motivated and focused on reaching your goals. For example, if one of your goals is to exercise more often, then make sure to schedule time for it every day or week, depending on what works best for you. By following these steps consistently over time, self-discipline habits become second nature and part of who we are as individuals. With this newfound discipline comes greater control over our lives, which leads us closer towards achieving our desired outcomes. Main idea number 20. Developing self-discipline strategies is essential for achieving success. It involves setting goals, taking action, and developing strategies to stay focused and motivated. To develop effective self-discipline strategies, it is important to identify the areas in which you need improvement. This could include procrastination, lack of motivation or focus, or difficulty managing time effectively. Once you have identified your weaknesses, create a plan that will help you overcome them. Start by breaking down large tasks into smaller ones so they are easier to manage. Set realistic goals with achievable deadlines and reward yourself when you reach them. Make sure to take regular breaks throughout the day as well. This can help keep your mind fresh and focused on the task at hand. It's also important to practice positive thinking techniques such as visualization and affirmations in order to stay motivated and on track with your goals. Finally, make sure that you are getting enough rest each night so that your body has time to recover from any physical or mental strain caused by working hard during the day. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.